How do we separate what we think about from who we are? And why is this beneficial for helping us feel good about ourselves, about the people around us? This helps me a lot, especially when I have thoughts come up that I don't like. For example, a thought of violence. I don't like those thoughts. And for years, I had lots of thoughts of violence. But when I had a thought of violence, I believed that that thought reflected on who I was. And when I see that the thoughts I have are not a reflection of who I am, then there's nothing to feel bad about. Not only that, the thoughts I have are an opportunity to help and connect with other people. Now, last night, I had a thought of violence in bed, and I went into that old habit of actually entertaining it and thinking about it a bit, and then I felt ashamed. Yeah. And that was the cycle that I used to go through. If you look at me when I'm sitting in the classroom in high school, that was pretty much what I did all day, off and on, throughout high school. I'd think some thought of violence, I'd entertain it, like, yeah, that's more interesting than this class. And then I would feel bad about it, like I'm some awful person. There's a few things that are important to know about this. First, thoughts are impersonal. In other words, the thoughts we have are not related to who we are. Thoughts often happen in groups or in situations. For example, in a crowd of people, many members of the crowd often will be having the same kinds of thoughts. Thoughts are often interpersonal, meaning if I'm having a thought about something, it's likely the people around me, the people connected to me, are having a similar thought also. Not always at the same time, not always in the exact same context. If you've ever randomly had someone you've thought about send you a message or give you a call, I heard a story about this that provided really good evidence for it. A friend was talking, and he was thinking about someone he hadn't talked to in years that he missed, and they suddenly sent him a message right after he'd been thinking about them a lot. That is the nature of our thoughts. We have some kind of connection that is beyond just the body. We have some kind of telepathic or soul connection, whatever you want to call it. And our thoughts, therefore, are not just personal. They're not just going on in our heads. Now, they may look different from one person to another. For example, I may have a thought of perpetrating violence, while a person I'm around may have a fear of being the victim of violence. When really these two thoughts are very similar, they're both fear of separation-based thoughts. Hi, daughter. And in this way, we often are thinking about the exact same things as the people around us. But what makes it difficult is that we don't take ownership of our thoughts, and we are afraid lots of times to share our thoughts. For example, when I used to think about violence a lot, I very rarely told anyone about it, and I felt ashamed of it. And then I hated the thoughts so much that every time they came up, I'd get into this big debate. Well, you're a disgusting person for thinking that. And what I didn't realize is how many other people around me were feeling and thinking the same way and doing the same thing, keeping it to themselves. The more we make the more we talk and connect with each other about these things, we see that we have a lot in common. We see that the person thinking of committing violence and the person being afraid of being a victim are having a very similar, and one would argue the same, thought, just distributed on each side of the spectrum. I've noticed that in talking with others, that others often have mostly fear of violence thoughts, where I used to have lots of those too. And I realized if you're afraid of a person committing violence against you, then you're not trusting them. You are making them into some kind of perpetrator. And then when they're having the perpetrator thought, it's really something you're doing together. And this helps us connect.
I see you, Daddy. Okay.
I see you, Donner. This helps us connect. This helps us relate to each other when we see the thoughts we're having are often very interconnected. And this means the thoughts we have are nothing personal. It's not something I'm doing. And it's not something we need to then get some kind of help to erase the thought or numb the thought. We don't need medication because we have thoughts we don't like. The thoughts we don't like are an opportunity to connect. They're an opportunity to share and talk with each other. And a lot of us have thoughts we don't like because we're not sharing with each other. We're not connecting with each other. And these thoughts are intended to motivate us to open our hearts, to reach out, to say, look, I need help. But a lot of us are too scared to do that because in a world where almost everyone's doing the same thing, there's this myth that everyone else is somehow going around thinking about flowers and daisies and dogs running in fields and beautiful babies being born and growing up and having perfect lives. When the truth to me seems more like a lot of us have thoughts of separation, whether it's in the form of fear of something bad happening to us or some kind of fear of perpetrating something bad on something else. Once we see that most everyone has some degree of this, then we're free to open up and share about it. I find personally, it's most powerful when I can connect with someone and share the exact nature of the thought. To tell someone exactly what the thought looked like. If you want to see that thoughts are impersonal, just share the thought with someone else in its details, and you'll often see that the person you shared with has similar thoughts or understands it from the other side. Now, of course, if you're thinking some very violent thought, I don't recommend just spewing that out to everyone everywhere. This is why we need deep, trusting relationships with other people. We need people we can really tell the truth to, and not the watered down version, and not the, what I've given you is more of a generic version, which this, for better or worse, is most appropriate in a kind of general audience context. But I'm also sharing this to let you know that I share much more specifically with people on a one-to-one basis. And I have a book called Speaker Meeting 2017 where I go in and share in a lot more detail with you. Anyone who wants to buy the book or take the read the book on Kindle, I share it in a ton more detail because I think it's critical we share our thoughts with each other because then we see our thoughts are nothing personal. Our thoughts are the same kinds of thoughts everyone else has in one form or another. And then we see that there aren't really these people. We have this myth that there's horrible, bad people. And to me, there's people who are loving and loved and connected with others, and there's people who aren't. Essentially, there's people who we've left out of our hearts and our minds and our thoughts, and people who are scared to reach out and connect with others. To me, if we want to prevent the next incident of mass violence, the solution is that we share our uncomfortable truths, that we share the thoughts we don't like. Sometimes when I have a thought of violence come through me, my body now literally shudders. The thought is so abrasive. And yet I find it's very important. I share that thought, and I did the thought I'm thinking of. I shared the exact... I am almost done, sweet love. I shared the exact thought with my mother in every detail that I had it. And then I see the thought as something that's helpful, that's useful. It gave me an opportunity to be vulnerable and connect with my mother. It gave my mother the opportunity to help her son, to say that, you know, she's experienced lots of the same kinds of things before, and that's normal. And when I heard a comedy routine last night, and it bothered me because it's from that mindset of there's these horrible psychos out there. They're not. The people that are doing the very worst things are people just like us that need to be loved, that need to connect. And I would argue that people often who are doing the worst things feel horrible about the thoughts they're having so much that and are so afraid to talk about those thoughts that then it actually encourages the bad behavior. You see, the more safe I feel to share any thought I have, the safer I feel about sharing any thought I have, the less likely it is I am to have undesirable thoughts. It sounds like a complete paradox. Like, you mean the more willing I am to talk about what I think, the less often I will have thoughts I don't want to talk about. Exactly. Exactly. And that's how we see the thoughts are impersonal, because when we start sharing and talking about our thoughts, then the nature of our thoughts significantly changes. And that means it's nothing personal. It means whatever I'm thinking about...
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, daughter. Whatever I'm thinking about is nothing specific to me. Yeah, I'm almost done. Come here, big girl. Wow. All right, Madeline Elizabeth. Madeline Elizabeth, my daughter, has been listening to this. And I said, will you be quiet while I make the video? And she said, yes, I'll be quiet while you make the video. So thank you, sweet love. 10, 11 minutes of Daddy going on and on and on. We've shared this because we love you. We want you. I know how painful it is to have thoughts that are awful to be alone with. And I'm grateful I've found so many people I felt safe sharing those thoughts with. And now I don't have thoughts like that very often.
I'll type after, Daddy.
You want to type afterwards? And I see that the thoughts are nothing personal that I have. In fact, I see that my daughter at 3 years old has lots of thoughts about hitting people and thoughts, just the same kind of thoughts that I essentially grew up with. And she's not a bad person for thinking that she wants to hit someone. You see, it's normal. It's nothing personal. These are opportunities to connect with each other. These are the opportunities we have to love each other. And to me, this is the best I can see to contribute. What can I do to stop the next incident of mass violence? What can I do to stop telling people or to stop the next person from hurting themselves or someone else? Is to share that, hey, I've thought about that a lot too. And I'm grateful I don't think much about that today because I've talked about how much I've thought about it with others. And that when I do think about it today, I do share about it. And I share as specifically as possible with the right person. We're not meant to just shower our worst thoughts on everyone. But all of us, when we reach out for help, we get to really know people. All of us have someone in our lives we can really talk to. Either that or we need to move.
I
want to type? All right, well, we can hit the piano. Well, thank you very much for listening to this. I hope this is really helpful. If you struggled with...
done?
Yeah, almost done. If you've struggled with thoughts you don't like, thoughts of violence and fear of violence, because to me, these are the main thoughts people don't like. Or even if they're not violence, fear of loss or losing or whatever it is. I hope this is helpful for you today. I've been thinking about this a lot this morning. And I try and make every thought I don't like a good opportunity to connect. So I love you. You're awesome. Thanks for watching or listening to this. And we're done now.
You're done?
We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.